哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主耶稣的恩典，在这个安息圣日，我们能够一同在神的面前聚集在他的殿中。
Thank God for His grace that this morning we can congregate in His temple.
啊，也愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安以及圣灵中的喜乐，能够充满我们每一个人的生命里面。
And may His peace and grace be filled in our lives.
啊，我们今天早上要用《使徒行传》的第十章来做彼此学习的内容。
This morning we are going to learn from the book, the Acts chapter 10.
我们请翻到《使徒行传》的第十章。
Let's all turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章，这里讲到的是有一个人名叫哥尼流，他来信主了。
This chapter talks about a man named Cornelius who came to believe.
我们可能会觉得奇怪，这一章为什么在使徒行传当中有这么重要，用了这么多的篇幅。
We might think to ourselves, why is this story so important that it uses so many verses?
啊，这使徒行传当中记载了这么多的人信主。
In Acts, it records so many people who came to believe.
为什么要特别把这个哥尼流把它列出来呢？
Why does it particularly highlight Cornelius?
啊，其实在使徒行传的第十章，它是整个福音的一个转变。
But actually, chapter 10 is a turning point in Acts.
啊，从第一章到第九章。
From Acts chapter 1 to 9.
是的，福音传出去了。
It is true that the gospel was preached.
啊，但是福音都只有在犹太人的社会里面，只有传给属于犹太教的人。
But it was only contained within Jewish society and preached to Jewish people.
啊，为什么会这样子呢？
Why? So,
因为按照他们的传统的观念。
Because according to their traditional understanding,
神的恩典以及永生的救恩是只有给他们的，给以色列人的。
God's grace and salvation was only for the Jews.
哦，所以如果你要信耶稣，
so if you wanted to believe in
Jesus, 如果你想要得永生，
if you wanted to receive eternal life,
如果你想要跟天上的神有关系，
if you wanted a connection with the God above,
你一定要是犹太人或者是归入犹太籍才可以啊。
You had to be a Jew or you had to have entered into the Jewish congregation.
哦，所以他们的确当中是有一些外国人。
They did have some outsiders.
啊，但是这些外国人都是规划进入犹太籍里面的。
But they were those who had chosen to blend in.
哦，所以啊，在他们之前的观念。
And so in accordance with their previous belief.
啊，你只有成为犹太人，你才有资格与神有关，与这个救恩有关系。
Only the Jewish people were privileged to have this relationship with God.
啊，甚至于使徒他们也是这样子认为的。
And even the apostolic apostles believed that.
啊，但是从第十章开始啊。
But beginning from chapter 10.
啊，在这里是一个很重要的一个福音的转折。
This was a huge turning point in the gospel.
福音从犹太人转到向了外邦人传出去了。
From the Jews, the gospel turned to the Gentiles.
而这个关键的人物就是哥尼流。
And a key character here is Cornelius.
好，所以我们来看一下为什么哥尼流能够特别被拣选出来得到福音。
So let us understand why Cornelius was particularly chosen out to receive this gospel.
我们来看一下第十章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 1.
使徒行传的第十章第一节。
10:1.
第一节这里说，在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。第二节。第二节，他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。第三节。有一天约在深处，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里说，哥尼流。第四节。哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说，主啊，什么事呢？天使说，你的祷告和你的周祭达到神的面前，以蒙纪念。第五节。现在你当打发人到约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来。第六节。第六节，他住在海边一个敲皮匠西门的家里， 房子在海边上，第七节。
Verse 7.
向他说话的天使去后，哥尼流就叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来，第八节。
Verse 8.
把这事都述说给他们听，就打发他们往约帕去了。在这里讲到的是哥尼流得到讯息来寻找彼得的过程。
Here it talks about how Cornelius received the message to look for Peter.
在这里讲到说哥尼流是一个好人。
It records how he was a good man.
他是一个义人。
He was righteous.
他是一个虔诚人。
He was devout.
所以呢，有一天在他祷告的时候。
And so one day in his prayer.
他说有天使来到他的面前。
The angel of God came before him.
告诉他说哥尼流，你的善行神已经看见了。
And he said that your prayers and alms have reached God.
所以你要去找彼得，把彼得找来，把这个救人的福音传给你。
So you must send for the Simon Peter so that he can preach the gospel.
我们如果翻过来看第十章的第十四节。
If we look at verse 14.
第十章的第十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 14.
十四节说，彼得说，主啊，这是不可的，凡俗物不洁净的物我没有吃过。十五节。
15.
十五节，第二次有声音对他说，神所洁净的不可当作俗物。十六节。
16.
这样子一连三次，这物就收回天上去。十七节。
17.
彼得心里正在猜疑的时候，不知道所见的异象是什么意思。哥尼流所猜的人已经访问到西门的家，站在门外。十九节。十九节，彼得还思想这异象的时候，圣灵向他说，有三个人来找你，起来下去和他们同往，不要疑惑，因为是我差他们来的。我们在这里看到啊，在哥尼流看到那个异象以后，
After Cornelius saw the vision,
所以哥尼流就派人要去寻找彼得啦。
He sent men to look for Peter.
他说在同时间呢，彼得这边也看到了一个异象啊。
Simultaneously, Peter also saw a vision.
所以我们看到说，为了要拯救哥尼流，神用了多大的功夫，神行了多少的神迹。
So you see that in order to save Cornelius, God expended much effort.
先派天使来到哥尼流这里。
He sent an angel to Cornelius.
告诉哥尼流说，你要去找彼得，他有救人的福音要传给你。
Telling him to search for Peter because he has the gospel of salvation to tell you.
但是神知道对犹太人来讲这是不能够被接受的。
But he also knew that the Jews would be unable to accept it.
因为犹太人他们不觉得外邦人需要福音。
Because they don't believe that Gentiles need the gospel.
他们更不会想要把福音传给外邦人。
They don't need the gospel and they don't want to.
所以在这里啊，神就让彼得看到一个异象。
And so Peter was given this vision.
他说啊，从天上有一块布下来。
A piece of cloth came down.
里面呢、有各样的活物，各样的走兽。
And inside were all kinds of four-footed animals.
然后呢，有个声音对彼得说啊，把这些宰来吃吧。
And a voice came saying, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat."
彼得说不可以啊。
Peter said no.
他说按照摩西律法这是不洁净的。
According to Mosaic law, these are unclean.
我从来不吃不洁净的东西啊。
I have never eaten unclean.
这个时候啊，这个声音就对彼得说。
And so the voice spoke to him again.
神对彼得说啊，神所洁净的你不可当作俗物。
Saying what God has cleansed, you must not call
common. 十六节这里告诉我们说不是一次而已哦。
And this didn't just happen once.
他说啊，一连三次不停地让彼得说神所洁净的你不要当作不洁净啊。
This was done three times, so he heard three times that what God has cleansed, you must not call common.
所以啊，神要让彼得能够明白。
So God wanted Peter to understand.
说神已经洁净了这些外邦人，你不要再把它当作不洁净的。
God has already cleansed these Gentiles, so you must not no longer see them as unclean.
不是一次。
Not just once.
不是两次。
Not twice.
说总共跟他说了三次啊。
But rather he told him a total of three times.
但是啊，对彼得来讲，这个太难接受了。
But for Peter, it was too difficult to comprehend.
因为这违背了他过去的观念。
Because this completely threw upfolded his previous belief.
这个是改变了他从小所接受的传统。
And so this completely was upside down from what he previously held as
tradition. 所以啊，即使一连三次的异象跟他讲说，你不要当作他是不洁净的。
And so three times he saw this vision where it said that you must not say it is unclean.
彼得有没有接受？
Did Peter accept it?
彼得没有接受哦。
Peter did not accept it.
这里讲说彼得还在想啊想啊想啊，到底为什么要给我看到这个异象呢？
He was still turning it in his head, thinking, why did God show me this vision?
到最后啊，圣灵直接告诉彼得啊。
At the end, the Holy Spirit directly told Peter.
异象你看不懂是不是？
You cannot understand this vision.
跟你讲了三次你还不接受哦。
I've already told you three times and you still don't accept it.
这里说圣灵直接跟他讲说，你就去就对啦。
And so it told him just go.
所以你看啊，对神的计划来说，哥尼流的位置有多么的重要。
And so you can see that in God's plan of salvation, Cornelius's role was very important.
不但显异象告诉彼得。
Not only was there a vision for Peter.
不但三次的来提醒他。
Not only were there three reminders.
他说最后圣灵直接开口说，你就跟他们去就对了。
At the end, the Holy Spirit even told him to go down to see these men.
所以在神的眼中，神的心中，哥尼流是非常重要的。
So you can see that in God's eyes, Cornelius is very important.
我们看第十章的第三十四节。
Let's look at verse 34.
十章三十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 34.
这里彼得就开口说，我真看出神是不偏待人的。三十五节。
Verse 35.
原来各国中那敬畏神行义的人都为主所悦纳。在这里告诉我们说，为什么神一定要找到哥尼流。
Here it says, why exactly God had to find Cornelius?
他说，因为哥尼流敬畏神，他行义已经被神看见了。
Because he feared God and he worked righteousness.
所以彼得在这里说，神是不偏待人的。
So here Peter says, I understand that God shows no partiality.
我们有时候有个错误的认识哦。
Sometimes we have a wrong understanding.
我们都说神是不偏待人的。
We say that God shows no partiality.
我们以为所谓的神不偏待人就是大家都一样，人人都有奖啊。
And what we believe this means is that everybody is the same and everybody will receive a reward.
就好像你那个宗教教育的那个毕业结业式的时候哦。
Just like during the RE ceremony.
哇，所有的小朋友人人都有奖，大家都好棒啊。
Every kid receives a trophy and everybody is applauded.
不管这个小孩子是不是很调皮。
No matter if they are naughty,
或者是他上课都没有在学
or if they aren't learning,
每次问他什么问题通通不知道
or if they don't know any answers,
但是我们为了怕小孩子心里难受受到伤害，人人都有奖，大家都好棒。
But because we're afraid of hurting their feelings, so everybody is a winner and everybody's great.
所以我们都觉得说这个就叫做什么？这个叫做有爱心这个叫做神是不偏待人的。
So we believe that this is having love and this is God showing no partiality.
讲实话，按照圣经的观念，这是错的。
But to be honest, according to the Bible, this is wrong.
在这里讲说神是不偏待人的。
Here it says God shows no partiality.
什么叫做神是不偏待人的？
But what does that mean?
他说行义敬畏主的神都看见，这个叫不偏待人啊。
It means those who work righteousness and fear God.
如果一个行义的人跟一个行恶的人在神眼中都是一样的。
Would it be that there is somebody who works righteousness and another who works evil that are the same in God's eyes?
难道这不是最大的不公平吗？
Isn't that not the greatest injustice?
所以我们要看清楚，在这里彼得告诉我们哦。
So we have to look carefully what Peter is saying.
什么叫做神是不偏待人？
What does it mean when it says that God shows no
partiality? 我们不要讲说，哎呀，这个所有的人都是一样的啦，所以不管我怎么做，神都会爱我。
We cannot broadly apply this to mean that no matter what I do, God will love me.
不管我怎么做，神都会赦免我啊。
And all people and God will forgive everything I do.
这是你讲的，这个不是圣经上讲的。
This is what you're saying, not what the Bible says.
这可能是我们现在的观念，现在这个时代的教育理念啊。
But perhaps perhaps this is the thinking of the generation today.
为了不要让人感到不舒服，感到不公平。
In order for us to not, in order to not let people feel they're unfair.
为了怕一些孩子受到伤害，觉得难受。
Or in order to not hurt anybody.
啊，所以啊，大家都一样，大家都一样，人人都有奖啊。
So everybody is the same and everybody has a trophy.
啊，但是信仰的路却不是这样啊。
But the path to the heavenly kingdom is not the same.
信仰的路是你栽种了什么，你就要收成多少。
And there, what you sow is what you reap.
哦，所以你有用心，你就要得到用心的奖赏。
So if you work hard, then you will receive the reward of those.
你付出牺牲，你就要得到牺牲的，你就要得到神对你牺牲的礼物。
If you have a sacrifice, then you will receive the fruits of that sacrifice.
哦，所以圣经上告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
他说啊，日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光。
The sun, the moon, and the stars have their own brightness.
他说啊，荣光都不一样。
But their glory is all different.
啊，就是看我们每一个人在世上为主耶稣辛苦多少。
It depends on how much effort you've put in while you were on earth.
哦，所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，哥尼流是个义人，行义有敬，又敬畏神。
But here it says Cornelius was a righteous and devout God-fearing man.
所以神看见，神知道，神要来帮助。
So God saw it and he knew it and he wanted to help.
今天我们的信仰跟我们的生活绝对有直接的关系。
Today our lives have direct relationship with our salvation.
但是我们常常自我的欺骗啊。
But we often deceive ourselves.
哦，没有关系啦，神是爱我的。
It doesn't matter, God loves me.
哦，所以我怎么活，怎么过，怎么决定做我的人生都没有关系。
So it doesn't matter how I live my life.
啊，神是爱我，赦免我罪，神的爱遮盖了，覆庇了我的罪。
God's love will overcome everything I do.
所以啊，犯罪没关系啊，反正到最后神都会洗干净啊。
And if no matter what sins I commit, it doesn't matter because at the end God's blood will wash it away.
很抱歉啊，这个是一种自我的欺骗啊。
But I'm sorry, this is deceiving yourself.
人都有软弱，你有你的软弱，我有我的软弱。
We all have our weaknesses.
我们努力了，但是不够的地方，神的慈爱覆庇我们。
When we put in our efforts where we are lacking, God will help with it.
偶然被过犯所胜哦。如果我们偶然软弱，你很努力，但是有时候你软弱了。Sometimes.
Sometimes if we have those weaknesses, God.
你已经努力了。
But you have put in the effort.
啊，但是有时候你还是软弱了。
But you still have weakness.
他说，这个时候神的宝血要洗净我们的过错，洗净我们的错啊。
And so God's blood can wash away those things.
啊，但是如果你觉得啊，没关系啊，有什么关系？
But if you think, oh, what does it matter? It doesn't matter.
啊，所以啊，你故意犯罪，你蓄意去得罪神。
So you have purposely sinned against the Bible.
希伯来书里面告诉我们。
The book of Hebrews tells us.
他说啊，洗净你那个洗罪的宝血就没有了，对你就没有了。
There is no repentance, no coming back for those who have sinned willfully.
因为神是不偏待人的。
Because God shows no partiality.
你用心努力，神看见。
If you put in effort, God will see it.
你故意犯罪，神也知道。
If you purposely sin, God will also know.
所以在这里说啊，哥尼流的义行，神看见了。
And so here it records that God's Cornelius's works were remembered by God.
所以他特别被神所纪念。
And so he was especially remembered by God.
我们也希望说，我们今天都能被神所纪念。
We also all hope to be remembered by God.
能够成为神眼中的义人。
To become a righteous man before him.
啊，能够在救恩的道路上得到神的看顾。
So in the path to the kingdom, we can all have his abidance.
啊，那有几件事情我们要向哥尼流来做学习的。
But if we want to do that, then we have to learn some things from Cornelius.
我们看回来第十章哦。
Let's look at chapter 10.
我们看回来第十章的第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
特里说他是个虔诚人，他和他的全家都敬畏神。我们再看第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节说，哥尼流叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来。这里我们看到哥尼流的第一件事情。
Here we can see the first thing about Cornelius.
这里讲说哥尼流是个义人，是个好人，是个虔诚人啊。
He's a devout, God-fearing man.
哦，所以我们的生活习惯，我们的日常表现，跟神喜不喜欢我们有直接的关系。
Our habits and our lives and our actions affect how much God likes us.
啊，请问你在外面的世界是一个什么样的人？
What kind of person are you in the world?
啊，常常我们来到教会啊，一进了这个门啊， 突然就又善良又温柔，对大家脾气又好，说话又客气啊。
Oftentimes, the moment we walk into the chapel, we become a very kind, gentle, and loving person.
进到会堂，大家都是好人啊。
Inside the chapel, everybody is a good person.
如同温驯的绵羊一样。
Like gentle sheep.
但是呢，当你离开教会呢？
But when you leave church,
离开会堂回到家里，你是一个怎么样的人啊？
When you go home, what kind of person are you?
哇，马上就从温柔的小羊变成凶暴的豺狼啊！
From a gentle little sheep, you have become a mean wolf.
哇，在家里呀，骂太太、打小孩、踢狗，样样都来。
And at home, you scold your wife and you hit your children.
哇，不是在教会很温柔吗？
Weren't you a very gentle person?
开口闭口都是哈利路亚，感谢主，主的恩典够我用吗？
When you spoke, didn't you always say, Hallelujah, may the peace of God be with you?
然后呢，回家怎么变了一个人啊？
How come you've changed into a different person?
到工作，上班时和朋友在一起，
At work, when you're with your friends,
哇，突然变了一个人啊！
You are suddenly a different person.
在教会跟天使一样，出去啊，好像小恶魔啊。
And in church, you're like a little angel, but outside, you're like a little devil.
说啊，为什么今天我们的信仰软弱？为什么信仰的路上没有什么感动？
So we ask ourselves, why is it that sometimes we feel like we are very weak in our
journey? 或许是因为我们在世上的生活跟神对我们的期望差距太远。
Perhaps it's because there's too great a distance between our life and our real life.
好像两面人一样啊。
It is like you are two-sided.
哇，戴着不同的面具啊，来到教会赶快戴上一个温柔的面具。
You have different masks so that when you come to church, you put on the gentle mask.
哇，一走出会堂，赶快拿掉，哇，闷死了。
And once you step out of church, then you take it off right away.
是不是就是因为这个样子？
Isn't it just because of this?
使得我们的信仰路上常常感受不到从上头来的帮助跟力量。
During our journey to heaven, we often do not feel the power of God helping us.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》啊。
Let's look at Acts.
我们看《使徒行传》的第二章啊。
Acts chapter 2.
《使徒行传》的第二章
，Acts chapter 2，
四十六节。
46，
《使徒行传》的第二章四十六节。
Chapter 2 verse 46，
这里说他们天天同心合意，恒切在殿里，在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。这里特别讲到两个地点啊。
It particularly mentions two points.
说他们是在殿里。跟在家中都是一样的、啊、
In the temple and in the house, it was the same.
他不是只有在殿里才存着欢喜的心用饭哦。
They did not just have gladness and simplicity of heart in the temple.
不是只有来到教会才诚诚实实的做人啊。
They were not just good people at church.
他说他在殿里、在家中都是同样的一个人。
But regardless of whether it was at church or at home, they were the same.
这个叫做真人。
That's a real person.
说当一个人只有真实的面对自己，
when you truly face yourself,
真实的经营自己的人生，
and you truly live that life,
能够把信仰成为你的生活，
so that your faith can become your life.
他说你就是神眼中的义人啊。
Then in God's eyes, you are a righteous person.
所以啊，义人不是在教会里面养出来的。
So righteousness is not just born, is not just
义人是在生活当中活出来的。
It's not just grown in church, it is lived out in your daily life.
所以啊，你不用告诉我。
So you don't need to tell me.
你自己最清楚。
Because you are most certain yourself.
当你在外面的世界上跟外面的朋友，你是一个怎么样的人啊？
Of what kind of person you are when you are outside with your friends.
但是在这里告诉我们说，哥尼流他是一个义人。
And here it says Cornelius was a righteous man.
不是你讲的，也不是我讲的。
It's not.You or me saying it.
是神知道天使证明啊。
It is what God knew and the angels confirmed.
这是我们今天要追求的。
And that's what we need to pursue.
我们今天追求的不是在教会里面大家给你拍拍手说你是个义人。
It's not, we don't pursue that everybody in church sitting here applauds you and says you're a righteous person.
我们需要的是主耶稣最后给你盖章，盖上一个什么义人的印啊。
But what we pursue is at the very end on the last day, God stamps us with his approval.
这里不止他自己是义人哦。
Here it does not say he said he's a righteous person.
这里特别讲到说他和他的全家。
Sorry, it didn't say that only he himself was righteous, it says his whole household.
不只是他跟他的全家哦。
Not just his whole household.
你看啊，那个第七节说，连常常伺候他的士兵啊，都变成虔诚兵啊。
Even his soldiers became devout.
这个叫做影响。
that's influence.
属灵上面的影响。
A spiritual influence.
使得他的家人成为虔诚人。
So that his family can become devout.
使得他身旁的人都变成虔诚人啊。
And even those who wait on him continually will become devout.
所以啊，今天我们的信仰不要只是留在我们自己身上而已。
So let us, our faith not just remain on us ourselves.
那有一天呢、啊，我在跟一个老信徒在说话哦。
One time I was speaking to an old believer.
他不是年纪大了，是说他已经在教会很多年了，几十年都在教会里面了。
A long time believer.
那我就跟他讲说，奇怪啊，你已经信主信这么久了哈。
It's funny you've believed for so long.
为什么你的小孩通通没有洗礼啊？
How come none of your children are baptized?
对啊，他的小孩那时候已经上初中了，都没有洗礼的。
Their kids were already in middle school and they still hadn't baptized.
每一个星期都来教会，宗教教育全部有参加。
And every Saturday they were at church and they attended all the religious education classes.
那我跟他讲说，为什么你在教会这么多年，你每个礼拜都来教会，为什么你的孩子都没有洗礼呢？
How come you've been here for so long but your children are not baptized?
他跟我说啊，哎呀，我们是在美国耶，美国是个自由的社会。
They responded, "Hey, we're in America. It's a free society."
所以啊，我要尊重我的孩子。
So I have to respect my children.
哦，所以啊，我不要替他决定。
So I am not going to decide.
让他自己去选。
I'll let them decide.
等他长大之后，做他自己的选择。
So that when they're old, then they can make their own decisions.
啊，这是不是很标准的西方式的教育？
This is a
西方式的观念。
Standard Western thinking.
尊重。
Respect.
理解。
Understanding.
然后让他自由选择。
And individual free choice.
哦，所以在我们来看呢、啊，哇，这个父亲啊，可能是一个非常开明、很 open-minded、非常开明的一个父亲啊。
And so we realize, so you can see this is a really open-minded father.
啊，我只问他的一句话哦。
So I only asked one thing.
我问他说啊，请问你觉得有多少教会可以让你得救呢？
And I asked him, how many churches do you think can allow you to be saved?
因为他是一个很坚定的真耶稣教会的信徒哦。
Because he was a very firm believer in True Jesus
Church. 他说，当然只有真耶稣教会可以让我们得救啊。
He said, of course, True Jesus Church can allow us to be saved.
我说，那我就看不懂啦。
Then I said, I don't understand.
你相信只有真耶稣教会可以让你得救。
You believe that you can only be saved in True Jesus Church.
但是你告诉你的孩子说，爸爸尊重你，让你们以后自己选择。
But then you tell your children, father respects you and I'll allow you to make your own decision.
但是你说只有真耶稣教会可以得救。
But at the same time, you say only you can only be saved in True Jesus Church.
啊，你要他选什么？
So what do you want them to choose?
爸爸让你选，爸爸很爱你，爸爸尊重你，你选择去地狱吧，去地狱吧。这是选什么选择啊？
And so you say like, I love you and I respect you and I'm giving you so many choices, but basically you're telling them you should choose to go to hell.
如果你相信只有真耶稣教会可以让你得救，
if you believe that you can only be saved in True Jesus Church,
那你怎么会说孩子我让你自己选呢？
Then how can you say I will let you decide?
因为没有选择啊。
Because there is no choice.
因为你相信只有真耶稣教会可以让你得救啊。
Because you believe that there is only one church in which you can be saved.
我说你有真的尊重你的孩子吗？
Then he's, and so I said, do you really love your children?
还是你剥夺了deprive, 还是你剥夺了他们得到神看顾的机会？
Or have you deprived them of the chance to be taken care of by God?
啊，那个弟兄啊，抓抓头就走了，没有讲话就走了。
And so the brother just left.
啊，结果啊，下一次的灵恩会啊，家里的四个小孩全部洗礼了。
And the next spiritual convocation, they were all baptized.
哦，因为什么？因为我们知道说信仰是要包含到我们的家人身上啊。
Why? Because we know that faith must be for the whole family.
不要以所谓的尊重，反而夺走了他们得到神恩典的机会。
Do not take away or deprive them of a chance to be saved because you want to give them freedom.
啊，有一次啊，我在跟一个慕道朋友在聊天啊。
One time I was talking to a truth
seeker. 啊，这个慕道朋友啊，已经来教会三年多了。
They had already truth seeked for 3+ years.
啊，但是啊，那个我他一直都没有洗礼哦。
But they did not get baptized.
啊，当然了、啊，我们从来不逼人家洗礼的、啊。
We never force anybody to get baptized.
啊，但是我只是很好奇啊，到底为什么你常常来教会却绝对不洗礼呢？
But I was really curious, so I was wondering why he never got baptized.
哦，我就问他啊。
So I asked him.
我说为什么到底是什么原因你到现在还是没有接受洗礼？
Why is it that you still haven't gotten baptized?
他跟我说啊，因为我爸爸还没死啊。哦 ，OK.
And they said,
他说因为我爸爸还活着啊，这样比较好听哦。
And they said, it's because my dad is still alive.
我就想，哎，这个听不懂啊，听不懂哦。
Actually, I didn't understand.
他跟我说啊，我爸爸是很传统的民间信仰啊。Traditional belief.
My father is of traditional belief.
所以啊，他如果知道我信耶稣，他一定会很生气，而且很难过。
So if he knew that I was of a Christian belief, he would be very angry and upset.
所以啊，我要做一个孝子，我不要让我爸爸生气难过啊。
So I want to be a filial son, and I don't want him to.
啊，所以我不洗礼。
So I didn't.
他说我等到什么时候？他说等到爸爸不在了，我就洗啦。
And so I said, "How long are you going to wait?" And he said, "Until my dad is dead."
真有孝心呐、啊。
How filial!
你明明知道你爸爸需要救恩，使他能够有得救的盼望。
You clearly know that they need the gospel in order to have the hope of salvation.
那结果啊，你说啊，我好爱我爸爸，所以啊，我不洗礼啊，我怕我爸爸生气啊。
But because you are so, you love your father so much that you don't baptize.
我更不会把福音告诉他，免得他不高兴啊。
More so, I won't even tell them the gospel because I'm afraid they'll be mad.
有时候啊，这种观念真的很奇怪哦。
Sometimes this thinking is really weird.
你如果觉得耶稣好
，If you think Jesus Christ is good，
你如果觉得救恩重要
，If you think salvation is important，
你如果觉得教会要找对
，And if you feel like you need to find the right church，
今天你找到了
，Then today you found it.
有个好消息
，Good news。
难道你不应该跟你最爱的人来分享吗
？Shouldn't you share it with your most important people？
如同哥尼流一样，不但他的家人，连伺候他的人都变成虔诚人啦。
For just like Cornelius, not only was his family, but even those around him all became devout.
哦，所以我们白白得来，要懂得白白舍去。
So since we have received freely, we must also give.
所谓的尊重儿女，绝对不是在信仰上让他们去放任。
So-called respecting your children should never be letting them do whatever they want.
你如果真的爱他
，in regards to their salvation,
你就要把他引到信仰的正道。
Because if you really love them, then you would lead them on the path.
并且使他在主的恩典当中成长。
And allow them to grow in their faith.
啊，当你的家人都成为虔诚人
，and when your entire family has become devout.
不管今天你的孩子在哪里
，no matter where they are.
哦，在你的身边或者到外地去读书。
Regardless of whether they're here or abroad.
不管你看得到或者是你看不到
whether you can see them.
啊，你都知道说神的恩典藏在他们的身上。
You will always know that God's grace abides with them.
哦，所以在这里我们看到哥尼流他是把这个虔诚的信仰带到他身旁的人了。
And so you can see how Cornelius brought his devout faith to the people around him.
我们看回来《使徒行传》的第十章。
Let's look at Acts 10.
使徒行传的第十章二十四节。
24节
这里说又次日他们进到该撒利亚哥尼流已经请了他的亲属密友等候他们25节
25.
彼得一进去哥尼流就迎接他俯伏在地拜他我们在这里看到哥尼流的第二个优点、啊、
This is Cornelius' second positive trait
在这里我们看到说、啊、他把这个信仰上的虔诚影响了他的家人
You can see how he had allowed his faith to influence his family
接下来呢这里说他邀请了他的亲属跟朋友都一起来要听彼得的话
Now you see how he called together his relatives and close friends
这句话看起来非常简单
This seems very simple
做起来却非常的困难、啊、
But actually doing it is very hard
这句话跟什么有关
What is this related to?
这句话跟你这个人在别人眼中的品性跟信用是有直接的关系的、啊、Credibility
This has to do with your credibility in other people's eyes.
他说啊，当哥尼流跟他的朋友、他的亲属说
，When Cornelius tells his friends and family,
我告诉你哦，有天使来告诉我。
Let me tell you, an angel visited me.
叫我去找一个渔夫，他有救人的恩典要告诉我们呢。
To tell me, to find this fisherman who has this gospel of salvation.
你们来，我们来一起来听这个救人的福音啊。
Come and let us all listen to this salvation.
如果今天哥尼流这个人呐、啊。讲话不老实啊
If Cornelius was a dishonest man
啊那个放羊的小孩你们的故事你们都听过吗、啊
I believe you've all heard of the boy who cried wolf
对、啊、你还说哇你如果你这个人没有什么信用啊
If you have no credibility
哇那个狼来了没有人要相信你啊
If you cry out the wolf is coming nobody will believe you
这里说啊当哥尼流去跟人家讲 他说他的朋友他的亲属就来了。
But here it says that when he told them all his relatives and close friends came.
即使这个内容的本身有点奇怪啊。
Even if the content was weird.
这个内容对他们来讲很难接受啊。
It's probably something that's difficult to
accept. 哇，什么有天使来啊，要找一个渔夫来啊，要把生命的道啊，要讲一个叫耶稣。不知道在讲什么啊
that there is this, this fisherman that has this salvation, an angel came.
哦，所以啊，如果哥尼流这个人啊，平常讲话的信用不够。
So if normally Cornelius does not have much credibility.
或者是哥尼流这个人本身表现的行为不好。
Or his behavior, is not good.
哦，在他的朋友啊，听听啊，但这个人讲话听听就算了啦。
Most people will hear it and then think forget it.
啊，但是这里说哥尼流一说，他的亲戚朋友都来了。
But Cornelius called and they all came.
因为这个人是说话有信用的一个人啊。
Because he was one who, when they spoke, had credibility.
我们身旁有没有一些朋友啊，常常满嘴跑火车啊，想到什么说什么，随便讲讲的啊。
Do you have any friends whose mouths are like, trains that just say whatever they want?
哦，我有的朋友哈。
And I have a friend,
有的朋友会跟我讲，刚刚讲了一大堆事情啊。
They'll just keep talking about all kinds of things.
啊，我都跟我太太讲哈，她的话听20%就好了。
And I told my wife, just listen to about 20%.
不是听80%哦。
Not 80.
我说80% off 啊，那你只要听20%就好了。
I'm saying take 80% off of what he's.
剩下的话啊，随便听听就好。那个话，想他都随便讲讲了，没有一个是真的啦。
He's just spitting out whatever he's thinking. It's not real.
如果我们今天是一个这样子的人啊
，If we're that kind of person,
啊，常常啊，开口闭口随便乱讲，一点信用都没有。
If we say whatever, then we don't have any credibility.
如果哥尼流是这样子，他去邀请人，有人要相信吗
？If Cornelius was like that and he asked friends to come, would other
people believe? 哦，所以有些人说传福音很简单，有人说传福音非常困难。
So there are some who say preaching is easy, others who say preaching is hard.
尤其是啊，传给我们身旁的人是最简单，也可以是最困难的。
So preaching, spreading the gospel to our close relatives and friends can be the easiest, but it can also be the hardest.
为什么
？Why?
因为他对你最熟悉。
Because they are most familiar.
哦，所以啊，他很清楚你原本是一个怎么样的人。
So they clearly know what kind of person you were.
你去跟你的朋友说。
So you tell your friend.
他说信耶稣好，信耶稣帮助我们改变我们的人生。
Believing Jesus Christ is great and it helps our life.
晚上布道会你要来。
You have to come to this evangelical service.
你朋友说别开玩笑啊，昨天晚上啊打麻将喝啤酒喝到半夜醉得醺醺的，就是你啦。
But your friend will say to you, "Stop kidding me. The person who was gambling and drinking last night was you."
也没看到你有什么改变啊。
I don't see how you've changed.
赌得比我们凶，喝得比我们厉害。
You gamble harder and you drink harder than any of us.
你叫谁来信耶稣啊
？So who can you bring to believe?
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，我们身旁的人太了解我们。
So the people who are closest to us know us.
哦，所以啊，你所说的话，他在对比你的生活，一眼就看出来你是真的还假的。
They are always comparing what you're saying to what you do, and they can tell if you're real.
哎，但是有时候啊，传福音给自己身旁的人又是最简单的。
But at the same time, preaching the gospel to the people close to you can also be the easiest.
有一个先生啊，跟他太太讲说：“你跟我来信耶稣。”
There's a husband who told his wife to come believe.
啊，他太太二话不说就跟他来教会啦。
And his wife did not even say anything and came.
为什么
？Why?
他说：“我先生原本啊又自私，脾气又大。”
The wife said that in the past, my husband was selfish and hot-tempered.
从来不顾家里，只顾自己玩乐。
He never cared about the family and only cared about his own pleasures.
他说很奇怪啊，从他去这个怎么真耶稣教会以后啊，这几个月啊，变了一个人啊。
But it's strange how after coming to Jesus Church for some months, he has completely changed.
有时候我下班回来啊，哇，居然还帮我按摩两下呢。
And sometimes when I come home from work, he even massages my shoulders.
哇，结婚十几年了，从来没有说过我煮的饭好吃，只会说太咸、难吃、太淡啊。
And in all my years of cooking, he never complimented it.
第一次，他居然跟我说谢谢。
But it was the first time he actually said thank you.
哇，听得眼泪都流出来了。
And when I heard it, I even cried.
所以这个太太说，我一定要去看看，我一定要去看看这个教会是做了什么让我先生变这个样子啊。
So the wife said, I must see. What goes on that my husband can change like this?
就这样子带着慕道者来到教会啊。
And so like that, they were able to bring more truth.
所以啊，今天我们要传福音，我们要带领人来信耶稣。
So today we want to spread the gospel and bring people to believe.
尤其是对我们身旁的人。
Especially those around us.
哥尼流一开口，大家都相信他。
When Cornelius spoke, everybody believed.
大家都来了。
Everybody came.
希望神也能够帮助我们，使我们每个人都像哥尼流一样。
May God help us that we may all be like Cornelius.
做一个真真实实的基督徒。
That we can become a genuine Christian.
从里到外都能够活出耶稣基督的形象。
From inside to outside, we can live out Christ.
一开口，众人都相信。
So that when we speak, all may believe.
我们看回来第十章。
Let's look at chapter 10.
我们看第十章的第三十节。
Verse 30.
三十节。
30.
哥尼流说，前四天的这个时候，我在家里守着伸出的祷告，忽然有一个人穿着光明的衣裳站在我的面前。我们看第三十三节。三十三节说，所以我立时打发人去请你，你来了很好，现今我们都要在神的面前，要听主所吩咐你的一切话。我们在这里看到啊，哥尼流这个人真的不简单哦。
So we can see that this man Cornelius was really extraordinary.
他说啊，他非常有信用，他一开口众人都相信。
First, he has a very good credibility.
所以他的朋友、他的亲戚都来了。
So all his friends come when he speaks.
啊，当彼得出现的时候，他俯伏在地。
And when he came, then he when Peter came, he fell down at his feet.
啊，他非常的谦卑。
He was very humble.
你不要忘了，哥尼流是大官哦，他是大官。
Forget that he was a centurion.
啊，彼得只是一个穷渔夫而已啊。
But Peter was only a poor fisherman.
啊，但是呢，在哥尼流来说、
哦、But in Cornelius' eyes,
他说，因为彼得是秉着神、带着神的旨意来的。
He brought the will of God.
所以因为尊重神，所以他也尊重彼得。
So because Cornelius feared God, he also feared Peter.
所以他能够在彼得面前俯伏下拜。
So he could fall down and worship him.
啊，他不是在拜彼得。
He isn't worshiping Peter.
他是在拜神的使者。
But rather the messenger of God.
拜神所带来的讯息。
The message that he has brought.
哦，所以他是一个谦卑的人。
So he is a humble man.
这里讲说他守着伸出的祷告。
And it says that he was praying in deep.
啊，他是一个有固定灵修生活的人啊。
He was one with a very regular spiritual life.
啊，但是最重要的一点啊。
But most importantly.
他在这里讲说，你来了很好。
It is good that you've come.
他说，我们大家都在神的面前啊。
We are all before God.
我们要听神所吩咐的一切话。
Ready to hear all the things commanded you by God.
为什么哥尼流是个义人？
Why is Cornelius righteous?
为什么哥尼流站在历史当中的这么一个重要的地位？
Why does he stand at the turning point of the gospel?
为什么神要付出这么大的为什么神要做这么多的事情，就是要来拯救他？
Why did God have to expend so much effort just to save him?
这里讲说，哥尼流说，我要听神所吩咐的一切话。
Cornelius said, I want to hear all the things commanded you by God.
很多时候，圣经上的话，我们听见，我们不见得喜欢啊。
Oftentimes, when we hear the things of God, we do not necessarily like
所以啊，常常啊，我们会挑东拣西，翻来翻去啊。
So we will pick and choose.
有很多所谓的基督徒，
There are many Christians.
他们的信仰是建立在个人的喜好上面的。
Their faith is built on what they like.
哦，这个我喜欢，我接受。
I like this, I'll accept it.
这个我不喜欢，我不要。
I don't like that, so I don't like it.
所以啊，圣经里面讲到的恩典、平安、福气、喜乐，这个我通通都要。
So all this peace, joy, love, happiness, I want.
啊，但是圣经上面讲到的律例、典章、规矩、要求，这个我不喜欢，我拒绝。
But the commands, the statutes, I will reject.
你是在信耶稣吗？
Are you believing in Jesus?
你才不是在信耶稣嘞。
You are not believing in
Jesus. 你在信什么？
What are you believing?
你在信你自己啊，你自己就是你的神啊。
You are believing in yourself because you are your own God.
如果你不是你自己的神，
If you are not your own God,
你怎么可以随意挑选你要信什么呢？
How could you just pick whatever you want to believe?
如果你把圣经当作神的话语，
If you take this word as God's word,
你有什么权利自由选择你接受什么不接受什么呢？
What privilege do you have to choose whatever you want to believe?
作为一个真正的虔诚人，
So a truly reverent man,
他来到神的面前，他说，很好，我要听神所吩咐的一切话。
We'll say, I am here ready to hear all the things commanded by God.
我们的弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们在座的朋友，
our friends.
请问我们有用这样子的态度来到教会面对神所吩咐的教训吗？
Have you used this kind of attitude to come to church today?
还是只是听听我喜欢的，其他的我都不要？
To receive the word, or rather, are you just picking what you want to hear?
好像在啊吃饭啊，那个一双筷子挑来拣去，吃这个夹那个，不要这个，不选那个。
Just like you pick and choose what you want to eat with your chopsticks at dinner.
你来到教会是要求永生啊。
You are here at church to receive eternal
life. 你不是在这里吃 buffet 啊。
You aren't here to eat at a buffet.
所以我们没有什么选择的。
So you have no choice.
信仰的路上你只有两个选择。
On the road to heaven, you only have two choices.
你可以选择接受，或者你可以选择不接受，就是这样子而已。
You can either choose to receive or not.
你接受，你为你的信仰付出代价。
If you receive, then you have to pay a price.
然后你最后得到永远天上的福气。
But once you bear that cross, then you can receive the eternal blessing.
你拒绝你离开。
If you decide to reject it and leave.
你最后承担你选择所带来的后果。
Then you will receive the consequences of your decision.
啊，但是当我们啊把道理改过来换过去，这个喜欢那个不要。
But when we modify the gospel to whatever we like,
这个叫做浪费你人生的生命啊，浪费你的生命啊。
That's wasting your life.
结果啊，你在教会，在教会一辈子。
So that you've been in church for your whole life.
啊，到最后还是不能进天国。
But at the end, you still cannot go into the heaven.
难道这个不是浪费生命？什么是浪费生命呢？
So if that isn't wasting a life, then what is?
哦，所以在这里，哥林流说，我要听神所吩咐的一切话，一切话啊。
So here Cornelius says, I want to hear all.The things commanded by God.
这是哥林流的坚持。
That is what Cornelius persisted in.
也是他得救的关键。
And it is also the key to his salvation.
所以希望我们每个弟兄姐妹都一样。
I hope that we are all the same.
能够在神面前虔诚。
That we may be devout before him.
能够愿意为信仰付出努力。
And we can put in effort for our faith.
最后要坚持，要听神所吩咐的一切话。
And at the end, we will persist in knowing and hearing all the things commanded.
因为信仰从来不是你喜不喜欢的问题啊。
Because faith was never a question of whether you like it.
而是在你能不能全部接受的关键啊。
But rather a question of whether you're able to accept all of it.
求主耶稣赐给我们力量。
May God give us.
能够将神所吩咐的一切话通通接受放到心中。
So that we can accept into our heart all that God has commanded us.
就能够活出像哥林流一样的人生。
So we can live lives like Cornelius.
能够在人眼中有价值。
That we may have value in men's eyes.
能够在神眼中有荣耀。
And have glory in God's eyes.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing him.
137首。
137.
在我心中超乎万有主伟大。请坐。我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
我们祷告当中要特别为我们下个星期的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let's particularly pray for the evangelical services next
week. 这个是我们接下来最重要的圣工。
This is our next most important holy work.
不是我的工，也不是你的工。
It's not my work or your work.
是我们每一个人所担负、所被信赖的工作。
But the work that has been entrusted to each and every one of us.
神把这个工作交在你我的肩头。
God has given us this work.
是要期待我们为这项工作能够付出努力。
In hopes that we would actually put an effort for it.
所以我们求主耶稣让我们大家都能够为这件事情用心。
So may we all put an effort for it.
使我们最终每个人都能够因自己的付出来得到神的喜悦。
And at the end, because of our efforts, we may please God.
并能够借着灵恩布道会的机会，使更多人能够认识这个爱我们的神。
And we can take this opportunity to allow more people to know and find God.
一起来同享这个福音的美好。
And enjoy this beautiful message.
一起同心跪下来祷告。